We're reading from Psalm 139 this morning, which is one of my favourites. It's so personal, so beautiful. So let's, as we listen to it, let's just take to heart that these words are written from the Lord to each one of us. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created me in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me. You bloodthirsty men, they speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, let's pray. God, we thank you that you are a God who knows us, that you have searched us. God, as we gather this morning, help us to know the truth of you. That as you know us, help us to know you. God, would you break chains in this place this morning? Would you set hearts and minds free in the truth of you? As we dig deeper into your word, as we think about what it means to be living in you, help us to do so, we pray, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's week three of our series, The Battle Is Not Yours. And throughout this series, we've been talking about the reality that the battle is not up to us, that actually the battle is God's. And we are called to step into life in its fullest in God as we abide in him. So we kicked off this series by thinking about David and Goliath and how we don't have to be David, but Jesus is David for us, that he has already won the victory. Then last week, I started a two-part sermon with abiding in God. And this week, I said, this week we'll kind of finish that off. because we abide in God because we are known by God. That our victory is known as we abide in Jesus, but we do so, as we'll see today, because we are known by God. And all of this is to help us to think about what does it look like to step into the fullness of life that God is calling us to and giving us in the midst of a world that is full of spiritual battles, struggles, suffering, sickness. We know it in our lives. We've seen it in our lives. We've seen it in the lives of those that we care about as well. And so today we're going to keep talking about abiding in God because we are known. And this is an incredible weapon for us when it comes to these spiritual battles and struggles. Because being known by God means that we can stand firm in Him. That the struggles we face are known by God. The sickness that we face is known by God. The shame that we feel is known by God. The addictions that we're facing, known by God. Nothing surprises Him. He's not there going, oh, hold on, didn't see that one coming. He knows us. He knows our lives. He knows what is going on. And we can stand firm because He knows it and He loves us in the midst of it. See, none of the battles that we face, none of the struggles that we are facing make God love us less. He's not there going, oh, if you can just get through this battle, then great, I'll love you. No, He's there going, hey, you can get through this because I love you. My love is not determined by your ability to get through this. My love is determined by you being mine. See, God knows us. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths. He knows all the good things that we've done, those praiseworthy things. But He also knows all of our failures. He knows our successes and He knows our shames. God isn't surprised by this. He knows it. He knows us and He loves us. And that's the heart of what we're talking about today. See, as David writes in Psalm 139, which we had read to us, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." God knows us. He knows our every deed. He is there with us. There is nowhere we can go to escape from Him. He is there in the darkest of the nights, and there in the lightest of the days, and He loves us the same in the midst of them. He's not going, oh man, Steve, you messed up again. Scratch my love. No, He's there going, Steve, you might have messed up, but I still love you. I still care for you. I am for you in the midst of this, and we're going to get through it. So why does this matter? Why does it matter that we are known by God when it comes to spiritual battles? I'm going to give us four reasons this morning why this helps us when it comes to the spiritual battles and the struggles we're facing. The first one is this, if we can jump forward a couple of slides. Being known by God means our worth isn't tied up in what we do. We don't have to win the battle on our own to have Jesus love us. We don't have to be David fighting Goliath to get God's love. God isn't waiting for us to show our worthiness through our deeds. Our worthiness is not in what we do, but in whose we are. We are God's. Being known by God is that personal, intimate relationship with God. That He doesn't just know facts about us, but He knows us. That I could say, oh, I know Donald Trump, but But I don't know Donald Trump. I just know what the media has reported about Donald Trump. That's not what God is like with us. It's not just what people have said to him about us, but he knows us. And our worth isn't tied up in what we can do. Our worth is tied up in the fact that we are his. As we heard, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That God has created us and he has knit us together. We are made in the image of God, loved by him, known by him, cared for by him. And our worth isn't from us coming up in the weight of the struggle, but it is from us being God's. Now, some of us, as we've been going through this series, might at this point be feeling shame. That even as we've talked about the battle not being up to us, we've gone, well, if I can just get through this, if I can just show God, if I can walk a little bit closer with Jesus, then I'll be worthy of that. That even as we've tried to abide more in Jesus, we start to feel the shame of, am I actually worthy of this? But being known by God means that it's not up to what we do. Maybe you've fallen down in these last couple of weeks. God loves you. He's not going, well, three strikes, you're out. No, he's saying, get up. Get up. I love you. Keep going. I'm in this with you. It's not about you. It's about me with you. God isn't loving us less because we're still facing the same battles now that we were facing 2 weeks ago. This is not some 10-step magical cure to winning all our spiritual battles. This is a formula, not a formula, it's a relationship for us to walk with God in the fullness of life in him. It's not us saying, hey, what can I get through this? But saying, how can I be with you, God, knowing that you offer me life? Because being known by God means that we know that our worth is not in what we do. Now, I'll admit, this is something that I really struggle with. To be completely vulnerable before you, one of my greatest battles in life is to not get caught in shame and fear. That the way that the enemy tries to bring me down is by telling me that I am not worthy enough. Because my greatest fear is that I will let people down. And so I constantly have to sit and go, all right, am I doing this because I'm fearing about letting people down, or am I actually finding my worth in God? And the reality is I often know when I'm trying to do it in my own strength and living out of this fear and shame, because I start to half-ass things. That I create protective barriers around me. That if I can make an excuse for why I might have let you down, then I'm protected because my worth is, oh, well, I might not have made it this time, but I didn't give my all, so that's okay. If I just give my all next time, then it'll be okay. See, these are the kinds of things that we do when we're doing it in our own strength. Rather than recognizing, actually, no, being known by God means that it doesn't matter if I fall short. I might have let you down. That doesn't change my worth in God's eyes. And so when I'm living in this, I can actually go into the battles and say, all right, Satan, I know you're going to try and come at me and say, hey, Steve, you're not worthy enough. Don't give your all, because you need an excuse to protect yourself if something goes wrong in this. But I can stand firm because I go, no, I am known by God. God knows my shortcomings. He knows my struggles. He knows when I'm going to get it wrong. And his love doesn't change for me. I am worthy, not because of what I do, but because of who I am. And whose I am is God's. And that is what makes me worthy. To be known by God reminds us that our worth isn't in what we do, but in whose we are. And this allows us then to abide in God's love. And this leads to the second truth for us this morning, that being known by God means we can rest assured in his love and goodness. When it comes to our spiritual battles, being known by God means we can stand firm in knowing who God is and the fact that he knows us. There's not some secret task that gets us into relationship with God. Not some secret handshake that we've got to do, and as we go through the levels of it, we get greater into heaven. And there's not some secret thing that if God found that out about you, that you're out. See, being known by God means we are completely known, and so we can stand firm in his love and goodness. Brian Rosner, in his book, How to Find Yourself, talks about the contrast between Jesus' temptations in the desert and Adam and Eve in the garden. Both are known by God. And yet Jesus in the desert chooses to stand firm in the assurance of God's goodness and love. Adam and Eve are not sure about it. That even though they're known by God and God is good to them, they start to question, does he actually love us? Has he skipped out on us? Is he going, here you go, here's the dodgy half of the cake, I'll save the good half for me. No, he's giving us his goodness. And as we are known by him, we can be assured of that. That we don't have to doubt his love and goodness to us. Being known by God means that we can stand firm in that. I mean, listen to these words of David. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my beds in the depth, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, the night will shine like day, for darkness is as light to you. For you, God, created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I am awake, I am still with you. God knows us. We cannot run from his presence. We cannot escape him. Everything that we do is seen and known by him. And this is good news for us this morning. That for us as we walk with God, we can be assured that God knows us and he loves us. That he is there with us. That wherever we go, he is with us. That he is our protection and our life. That he's not trying to hide himself away from us, going, maybe they'll find me here. But he is with us, loving us. But for the person against God, and for Satan, these words are scary. Because the reality is there is nowhere that they can go to run from God's presence. That eventually judgment will come. Justice will be there. But we can take comfort in this because we are known by God, and so we can rest assured in his love and grace and mercy for us. Because we can stand firm being known by God, saying, hey, there is nothing that can take me from God's love. That I can't drive up the street and get away from it. That I can't fly across the world and get away from it. No, God is there with me. Because I am known by him, I am loved by him. The third thing for us this morning. Being known by God means that we have the battle won. Paul, in one of the most famous chapters of the New Testament, Romans 8, writes this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? We are reminded that in the fact that we are known by God, we have complete victory. Now, we might not be seeing that in our spiritual battles right now. We might still be facing the same sickness and struggles. We might still be facing the same shame and same addictions. But God is working together all things for our good. That even in the midst of these struggles, we can be looking to God to work in this. That we don't have to go, well, if I can just do a little bit more, then I'll be okay. But we are known by God. We are called by God. We are justified and glorified by God. God knows us and he has called us into eternal life. He has justified us. That means we have been made right with him. And we've been glorified. That is, we are conformed and shaped to the image of God and Jesus. Now, we don't always get this right here and now. But we are being shaped and equipped by the Holy Spirit to do this. To be conformed to the image of God even as we go. And so we can stand firm going, actually, we know the end of the story, that the battle has already been won. Maybe we won't see it here, but we know that ultimately Satan doesn't win. And so we can stand firm going, Satan, you think you've got power here, but you can't take me from the fullness of life in God. See, Paul goes on to write this. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him, God, who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors, and nothing can take us from the love of God. We are more than conquerors because we are Christ, because we are known by God and we are loved by him. Christ gives us life. Christ gives us hope. And being known by God means that we can stand firm knowing that Christ has won the victory and that we will see that. And the last thing for us, being known by God means we can safely abide in him. that as we are known by God, we know that our worth isn't tied up in what we do. That as we are known by God, we can be assured of his goodness and mercy. As we are known by God, we know that we have the victory. And therefore, we can stand firm in abiding in him. That there is no fear, there is no condemnation, no shame. We don't have to worry about, well, will God kick us out? No. Nothing that we have done and nothing that has been done to us can take us from the love of God. And our spiritual battles are not won as we do more. Our spiritual battles are won as we rest in God. Our spiritual battles are won as we remain in him and are known by him, and then live out of this. God doesn't want us to stay in the same place that we're in. He doesn't want us to stay stuck in our battles. He wants us to keep moving forward and keep growing in him. But it doesn't come about as we do more. Being known by God says, actually, no. It comes about as I rest in him and live out of that. Just as Aini loves me, changes my behavior, so being loved by God changes my behavior too. But it is out of knowing his goodness. It is out of being known by him and abiding in him. So this changes the rules of the battle. Satan wants to come against you and you alone. He doesn't want to come against God because he can't win that battle. And so the next time we're facing that battle, the next time we're facing that same addiction, the next time we're facing that shame, the next time we're facing the doctor's appointment about the sickness that we're going, we can go, hey, this isn't up to me. The rules have changed. It's not about what I can do in this, but I'm going to rest in God's love. I'm going to rest in being known by him and abide in him and seek him in my life. Knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So this morning, I want us to close our eyes. I want us to see it and be reminded of these words that we've had read to us. And as I read Psalm 139 again for us, be reminded of the truth that God knows you, that he loves you, that it's not up to you. Maybe as we do this, you might like to be confessing to God the times where you've tried to do it on your own rather than remaining in him and being known by him and sit in his love. So let me pray these words for us. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.